The Bailey & Harding Ultrasound System is proudly sponsored by Innovate, the UK's best-loved trail shoe and apparel company. This month, we're giving you guys a chance to win a pair of brand new Innovate Trailfly trail running shoes. The Trailfly's 4mm rubber studs are perfect for gripping rock and hard-packed dry ground, and the graphene grip rubber outsole has also been improved from previous models to give better traction in wet conditions. These are my go-to day-to-day shoe, and I absolutely love them. To win a pair, simply head to our Instagram page, at Ultrasound System Pod. Click the link to enter in our link tree and wait for that lovely email from Innovate telling you you're a winner. If you can't wait that long, you can get a big old 15% discount on any full price kit you purchase from the website with the code BHUSS15. That's BHUSS15. Innovate in a great more like. On with the pod.
Hello and welcome to the Bailey and Harding Ultrasound System. I am Anna Harding.
I'm Ali Bailey. This is episode 53. We are family. 53. Didn't think of a race-related one, but I just thought, hey man, we are family. We've been going a year. We're a little fam. Some of us hate each other. Some of us love each other. Family. Beautiful.
One big, happy, dysfunctional family. I was going to say discombobulated. Dysfunctional. I taught one of my clients who lives in Norway the word discombobulated the other day.
I bet they loved that.
Yeah. Was it her or was it someone in Italy? I'm not sure. It didn't translate great, but I had to explain.
Have we got a word of the week for this week? Because we did have a word of the week last week, didn't we?
Oh, was that? I don't think that was last week. That was a few weeks ago. What about discombobulated?
Everybody, discombobulated is a word of the week. The dictionary definition of discombobulated is to be not combobulated, and you can try and slip that into a sentence this week. Thank you very much. Discombobulated.
You are welcome. It means confused and disconcerted.
What does they're just throwing disses at us now.
Disconcerted is unsettled or confused.
Sounds like me most of the time.
I was going to say, that's just us, isn't it? Anywho. Hey, everybody. I hope you are having a wonderful week. It's very nice to be back with you all. Ali, are you knitting?
No, I'm plugging in my laptop. It's a bit the same thing.
Oh, so it looked like you had some wool.
It's quite a long piece of equipment, the plug for the laptop. So, yes, it does look like I'm. And also, it's always in a knot. So that's what I was doing there. I'm downstairs at my house because I woke up this morning and it's gone from being May, a beautiful, hot, sunburnt wings May, to being October. So it's too noisy in my office to record because it's conservatory. It's raining hard. Raining.
Yeah, pretty grim out there today. Quite muggy though, actually. I've been training a couple of clients in the studio where I work out of that is just an absolute sweat box, whether you're moving or just staying still. So yeah, muggy.
Yeah, we went up the old spine way. The Pennine Way will be known as the Spine Way on Friday. Yeah. And I was really worried it'd be too hot for the dogs.
Yeah.
And it was 20 degrees, which is okay for Pickle. She can't do anything but further than 22.
No.
But it was overcast. So I was like, we'll be all right. But it was muggy as fuck. And I forgot my visor. So I was sweating from my head. Yeah, I keep leaving my visor at home. It's because I don't want to wear it anymore. I don't know why. So I need to actually because I'm old and my face is craggy. So I need to wear it.
But it's part of your identity. I wouldn't recognise you
It's not part of my identity. It's just part of my outfit. I was so...
Uniform.
I was going up Jacob's Ladder. It's right at the start. And it was like... And I looked like I'd never been for a run before. It's horrendous.
Fucking hate Jacob's Ladder.
I actually quite like it now.
No.
Okay. Get in the bin. Jacob's Ladder's in the bin.
Jacob Ladder is fully in the bin and it can stay there for the rest of time. Just, I don't know why. I had a very bad experience. I got to the top of it and just felt like a piece of shit. And was just like, fucking hate this.
Don't you like the view off the top of it? It's quite
a view. I do. And I like the running bit at the top. Once you get to the top and you can like bound over the boulders and stuff. But the actual ladder itself, no thank you. If you've not been to Jacob's Ladder, I was going to say, go, try it.
There's loads of Jacob's Ladders in the Peak District. So make sure you hit the right one. Yeah, there's a couple.
Oh.
Oh, there's like three. Yeah. But the main one is the one that comes out of Edale that says at the bottom of it, Jacob's Ladder.
Jacob's Ladder.
Who was Jacob? It's not even a very good ladder.
I don't know. My nephew's called Jacob. Maybe I'll ask him if it's his.
Yeah. And if it is, sort it out.
Yeah, right. Win Grim, get in the bin. Have you got a win for this week,
I
Ali?
don't know.
You don't know. You look like you had a lovely time with your new best friend.
I've got a new best friend. I'm convinced she's my best friend. Sarah Perry. She's my best friend. We're best friends. We've been best friends forever, for ages, for ages, actually. Like,
For people
about
who don't
five.
know who Sarah Perry is, who's Sarah Perry?
She's Katy Perry's sister.
Hey!
She's not Katy Perry's sister. She's her
Oh!
cousin. Katy Sarah
Way!
Perry is probably, I think, one of the greatest female endurance athletes this country has produced in the last 5 years.
Wow!
Yeah, big chat. So she's recently she got the fastest known time on the Southwest Coast Path on her own. She just sloped off by herself for a week, 2 weeks, and ran it on her own. The story she told me, I'm going to get her on for Legends podcast because the story she told me were amazing. 13 days, 11 hours, 30 minutes,
And how long's the Southwest Coast Path?
630 miles.
Well, I'm just gonna have got to move on.
I know, she should have got the right move. I think
That's ridiculous. I'm joking. That is
Damien's
absolutely
time was like,
ridiculous.
I can't remember what it was. I'll look it
I
up and I'll
don't
get it
care.
wrong and he'll
No,
fucking get in a
get
mood.
well, you can get in the bin. Don't care.
But he, she,
She.
she, we went out with the dogs just to do the first section of Pennine Way. Which, because I'm obviously, I'm sort of, I'm not tapering for spine now, but I'm like, it's
It's
slowing down.
coming
Yeah, it's
on
coming
the
like a
horizon.
monster. And oh my God, I'm so sticking my head in the sand. You know, I'm an endurance coach, right? And I'm really got a lot of experience, but I'm really sticking my head in the sand about this one. Like
Why?
I'm refusing to pack the bag because I'm so frightened about how heavy it's going to be.
Oh, don't you think it would be worth, just with my little sensible coach head on, maybe packing the bag and doing a practice run with it to see how heavy it is?
Course it would, and it's all in my plan. But
Why don't you do
today I've
that?
got a rock because I don't want to see how heavy it is because I'm scared
Do
of that.
it.
No, so I'm like, I won't do it because then I'll know. So I won't do it. I will do it at some point. There's a couple of bits missing. I haven't got my bivy bag. So, oh, you're gonna borrow your bivy off of Lawrence. So until you've got your bivy, there's no point. I can put something in there that's the weight of the bivy. It's not a problem. And the size.
That's
Like,
so funny. I packed my hospital bag this week because
how heavy is your hospital bag?
I'm convinced that this baby is going to arrive sometime in the next couple of weeks. My hospital bag is split into two. There's one for me and
Have
there's
you
one
got
for the
have you got drop
baby.
have you got a drop bag?
Got a drop bag,
Right.
basically, just in case I end up in hospital because of some blood pressure things that have been going on. If they reckon that my blood pressure is too high, they're going to keep me in hospital, and that means that I need some pajamas and toiletries and things like that. So I've got a bag, and then baby's got a bag. And up until probably this weekend, I was like, I don't want to pack the bag because when I pack the bag, that means the baby's coming. just like you, there are
Exactly.
so many parallels to carrying a baby and doing a really big race.
Exactly. Right. And you're just like, and I'm like, I'm actually really good at this. I run workshops on packing bags, so I don't need to, I only need to do it once. Really, I'm in hell, a turmoil of my own making that I imagine all my clients are in. Where I'm like, oh my God, but is this the right poo shovel? Should I get a different poo shovel? I was like, should I ask someone about poo? No, I don't want to think I'm stupid. So I don't, I know what I'll do. I'll watch another episode of Below Deck. I need to pack God that. Also, I've got a lot. I know I'm not having a baby, but I have got a lot going on. I'm going on
Oh
tour
my
this
God.
week, and I'm starting the
Yeah,
tour this week.
I know.
I've been bloody booked things. I'm at Keswick. I'm like full on. So I'm like, oh, I'll do it after that. But it's the thing is, there is no after that because I go
No.
straight from the tour into running the
Into the
spine.
race. So maybe do it now.
Yeah, so I can like carry it around with me, like you're carrying your I was about to say your toilet bag. It's your baby bag. I don't know why I want to say toilet bag. Like a gym to carry. My gym bag's always in the car in case I go past the gym and I'm like, great, I can go for a swim or whatever, right? I need to do that with the spine bag. So whenever I go for a run, I can just get it out of the car and people could be like, what are you doing? It's a 5 mile run. I could be like, spine bag.
Yes, spine back.
I feel like Spine Man, and we all know who Spine Man is, would have that anyway. And he would just wear it at club and he'd be proud of spine bag because he'd want everyone to know he was doing spine bag. So maybe I should
Well,
be a bit more like Spine Man.
spine man. Does whatever a spine man can.
Yeah. He's also MBS man and UTMB man. That man. You know the
That
man. We all know
man.
the man. Yeah.
So, backpacking, just a quick one, slightly off topic. So, when I was packing said hospital bag, I've kept all of the like Ziploc bags that clothes seem to come in these days handily.
Why is that? So it's COVID.
Don't know, but they're very helpful and very useful
Oh,
because
yeah.
I've labeled them all. So there's like one that says baby's bottom, and there's one that's like, and that one's got like nappies, nappy cream, and nappy bags in. There's one for me called Down Below, and it's got like,
Down below.
because it's got like pads and disposable underwear. Hey,
What's disposable underwear?
can we talk about disposable underwear,
Yep.
please? Wearing that on running stuff? Because
Well,
then
it
we can
depends.
just
Is it that underwear that
well.
vanish? Is it the underwear that vanishes when it gets wet? How does it dispose of? Like, what is it?
Yeah,
What's it
not
made
sure.
of?
It
Is it made of paper?
might.
Have you tried it on?
The paper, I haven't tried them on because I've left the pack as like one so that it's neat in my bag. But it's probably not very good for the environment, actually, disposable
It depends if
underwear.
it's recyclable and can you put it in the recycling bin?
Probably not if you've shit yourself or bled on it, but yeah, bleh. No, anyway, let's not wear disposable underwear for running.
What about the old Nixie body stuff or like the
Yeah.
baby body? That's good, isn't it?
Someone very lovely who I know has slid into my DMs and offered to send me some Nixie pants.
What is it, Nixie body?
No.
Oh, I love Nixie Body. Those women are amazing. I really
I think
love
it's one
them.
of their ambassadors, to be fair.
Oh,
Her
well, I
name's
think that they're great. So we're
Annie.
gonna Annie. Thanks, Annie.
Annie.
We love you. And also, do love Nixie Body. I've got so many pairs of their pants. And it's quite amazing how
Yeah.
many women don't know they exist. And I'm like,
Yeah.
they're
They're
great.
basically period pants, so I'll be wearing them post-birth to suck up all the stuff that falls out of
Juice.
me.
Yeah. And ultra running pants because they catch everything that falls out,
Yeah. See,
including
there's so
the
many
uterus.
parallels. So many parallels.
Are you taking a bivy bag? Are you taking a whistle? Taking some gels, emergency calories.
So I'm taking Belaforte bars. I am taking emergency calories that you have to take snacks. You have to take snacks. You have to take
Is that
water.
what they say? Do they give you a list?
Yeah. Well, so there are various lists on the internet, and some of them are just a bit ridiculous because some of them are like, there's too much stuff. And some of them are just a bit like, if I packed all of that stuff, I'd be packing suitcases. There are people on the internet who are going off and having babies and being like, pack my bag with me. And they are
Oh,
literally
fuck off. Pack my bag with
fucking
me videos. Do my head in.
suitcases. You've done one of
No.
those.
I haven't done a pack my bag with me. I
Yes,
have
you
done, I,
have.
no, I haven't. I've done a, here's how to pack a bag for an ultra. Pack my
Yeah.
bag with me to go on an aeroplane is not as handy as how to pack your bag for an ultra, which is much more handy. I've got a mate, right, who does this fucking, this is what I packed for one day hike around Byron Bay. And I'm like, here's my water bottle. Here's my coffee cup. Here's my book. I'm like, are you on fucking crack? Why are people making this content?
But this is a pack my bag to go to the hospital to have a baby.
Oh no, I see that. So actually, maybe, but
Interest, like
still,
useful. But
yeah,
some
but
of the
it's.
stuff, they're like packing their entire lives.
What
I'm
about
like,
candle? Are you taking a candle?
no. And they're like,
No.
oh, put some candles in, put some
Yes.
essential oils in, take some
Yes.
crystals with you. No,
Yes.
no. That's just junk. It's just extra stuff that you're gonna have to keep track of. No.
Oh, me and you are very different because that's the
Very
first thing
different.
that we're going is the candles, the crystals, Kirsty Gallagher's weather forecast for the baby for when it comes out so I can read it. It's cosmic forecast and
Stop it.
maybe some incense sticks.
I mean, yeah, no, absolutely not. However, some very nice tea lights did arrive in the post this week. This is my win, which brings me on very nicely. And that is some very nice, unexpected gifts. I'm
They're the
getting
gifts.
gifts. Well, no, for me.
Ooh.
Not for La Bebe, for
Oh,
me.
great. I love it.
So you sent me a lovely letterbox gift.
I sent you a little gift. I sent you a little bar to rub on the baby to give it crystal energy. That's
Right,
not, I didn't send you any woo-woo, did I? I
no,
sent you
you know
proper
that
stuff.
bar that's called a bump bar?
Yeah.
Did you know it's chocolate to eat?
Oh, yummy.
I thought it was a bar to rub on your bump.
Me
And I
too.
opened it and I was like, oh, this is chocolate. This is
Were you
great.
in the bath when you opened it? I hope you were.
No, I wasn't. No. But it's got some very nice smelling tea lights in it and a
Good.
lovely little like roller thing to put on your pressure points.
Oh, how's your carpal tunnel?
I can move my hands.
Perfect. Probably because of that roll of stuff, I would imagine.
No, it's probably the steroid injection that I had after the last time I spoke to you this time last week.
Yeah.
which was very, very sore, but has seemed to have done the trick. So yeah, I had some steroids. The baby's going to come out lifting weights because she's now hench. So excellent.
Perfect.
All good. Yeah, no, some unexpected gifts, which has been really lovely
What
because
other gifts did she get? What was she getting?
well, my one of my PT clients gave me a gift bag, and it was just full of snacks because we'd like had a little chat about like our favorite snacks and stuff. And can I just tell you, I think these will be a really good ultra snack. M&S, probably not cheap, but I didn't buy them. They were gifted. Hashtag gifted. They do this like mix of little bits of broken up pretzel and little bits of like chocolate balls, but not like melty ones, like with sugar crispy a coating over the top, and like little bits of popcorn. And it's all just like a big mi mishmash. It's called
Diabetes in a bag.
it's called what?
Diabetes in a bag.
Diabetes in a bag. I imagine that's probably what you would
Not what
get
it's
from eating
called.
it all. Yeah. But oh my God, they
Machine,
are.
is it called machine dust? Because it sounds like all of the dust from the bottom of the nice machines.
No, it's not dust. They're like actual edible things.
Machine nuggets.
No. So it's all like salt and sweet, and it's a bit like trail mix, I suppose.
Yummy.
Can highly recommend, and I think they'd do really well for ultra snacks. I'm trying to desperately. Is it called Player of the Munch?
What?
It's called Player of the Munch.
That is genius.
Yeah, it's amazing. $5.99 on eBay.
What? The bag of food
It's fucking
is
massive.
on eBay.
Yeah, you can buy them on eBay for some reason.
Player of the Munch.
Yeah, a winning mix of sweet and salty chocolate-coated treats.
Marks and
Honestly,
Spencer's Player of the Munch snack chocolate football.
yeah.
This looks like it was. Oh my Christ, look at that. Jesus, it looks like a children's birthday party in a
Doesn't
bag.
it? Yeah,
Yeah.
it tastes like one too.
That's amazing. I love
Yeah,
it.
get them. What do the cool people say? They're not, that aren't cool. Run, don't walk. Run, don't
Oh,
walk
fucking run, don't
to
walk.
M&S.
Someone, me and Kirsty were at the Tunbridge Wells Literary Festival at the weekend, and
Oh
her niece was doing her first half marathon. And so I was trying to be a good coach, and I was giving her some, hey, you know, you've done the training, it's just the icing on the cake, right around like this. My niece is like 20. Congratulations to Kirsty's niece, who did finish the Leeds half marathon. And she said, and she did it, and then she sent Kirsty a message going, it was lit. And I was like,
lit.
but
She's
then I was
20.
like, hey, Kirsty, we're in Tunbridge Wells. This festival is lit. It was
It's a
a
lit.
literary festival. Oh, we did laugh, Anna. We did laugh at that.
Oh,
We thought,
wow.
that's just like what the young people say, isn't it? We did laugh.
No,
Run, don't
that's
walk.
made you sound
Bin.
rude. Run, don't walk.
Just jumping on here to say, no, you're
Oh,
not. No, don't jump on here.
don't jump on anything.
You jump on here. Yeah. Anywho,
Right.
so my win was going out with Sarah Perry, which completely just derailed into something completely different. Anyway, we had a very nice time. She was very nice to me. She didn't say that I was slow and rubbish. And our dogs, Murphy and Pickle, fell in love. And it was beautiful. And in her van on the way back, they were laying in her van, face to face, cheek to cheek, and their little paws were touching.
Wow.
It was very sweet.
Okay. I'll let Ralphie know. He'll be disappointed.
Please do let Ralphie know that Pickle at the moment is in a Murphy relationship. But I
Okay.
don't think Murphy's in a relationship with Pickle. Do you know what I mean? He's that kind of guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anything grim happened to you this week?
Just all that stuff that we just grimed about, really.
Yeah.
The internet.
The internet.
I
Run, don't
am,
walk.
run, don't walk. I am going on tour now. My first tour date's tomorrow in Langholm. And then it's Penrith, and then it goes on and on. And I've done that thing, like not packing the bag, where I've not done the slides. And now I'm like, fuck. Like, that's a lot of people to talk to. And you've got to be a grown up, and you can't just
Wing
make in
it.
jokes. And you can't just say things like, I went to a festival and it was lit because it was literary. And I hope they laugh. And it's like, and it's just hot. It's just grim. It's just grim is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also my shoes got bogged at the weekend. That was grim. Still in May, there's so many different grims. But the other thing that is grim is that I feel like I'm not allowed to have grims or get in the bins because I feel like I'm being horrible to people when I say grim, or I'm being negative Nancy when I'm grim or getting in the bin.
Yeah, but that's the whole point of this feature. And I think if you look back at some of the things that we've grimmed and get into the bin, like got in the bin, it's always just there's always just a bit of tongue in cheek about it,
We're
isn't
trying to
there?
make it light-hearted, aren't
It's
we?
all a bit of fun. Who's pissed on your chips? Has someone told
I
you
don't
off?
know. Someone called me a negative Nancy on Instagram.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, someone, I got a troll, a little troll passed over from somebody else, came on into my little area, so I just troll under my bridge, and I was like,
Just block
go
them.
away, go
Block them.
away. I kind of
Go
like,
away.
if I feel like if I block them, then I'm not letting them have their freedom of speech.
Well.
But then I'm like, why are you here? What are you here for? But then I'm like, well, Ali, if you are going to have an opinion on stuff, you have to just accept that some people don't have the same opinion as you, and that's
Well,
fine. But I'm not Andrew Tate.
No, Jesus. Yeah, but so many people bloody agree with him, which is the worrying thing.
Oh, I tell you what, one final grim. I seem to have now got eight grims. It is Mental Health Awareness Week, right? This week.
Oh, yes. Mental Health Awareness Week.
What's
Every
that in the
week.
distance? It's a bandwagon. Let's jump on it.
Oh,
Now,
mate, your story on Instagram really, really pissed me off. And I'd like to know who the brand was that was selling
it was a
stuff.
running brand.
But let's not name and shame.
It was a
But
running
you can
brand.
tell me off air because that pissed me off.
I will tell you. Anyway, that's what pissed me off. So it's Mental Health Awareness Week, which is really, really good. We should all be aware of mental health at all points. And people that have the bad mental health or the lots of great mental health, we're aware of it all the fucking time because every morning we wake
Yeah.
up and think, look at this cliff edge that I live on. I hope I don't fall down that hole. Anywho, I was very dismayed to see an advert on my feed that said, to celebrate World Mental Health Awareness Week, we're giving you 15% off our most happy shorts. And I was like, what? And there was all these colorful designs. And I'm like, what are you talking about? So you're saying that in order that to celebrate this awareness week about mental health, you should buy something. When actually that's one of the biggest problems with the wellness industry is that they're saying you can buy something to make you feel
Make you
better or
happy, yeah.
a purchase will make you happier. And that's literally how consumerism works and advertising works. It all in the whole of it works like that. Buy this, you'll be happy. Buy this, you need this. Buy this, you'll be a better mother, brother, sister, parent, whatever it is. And I'm like, how can you be that like short-sighted? But ev then
Yeah,
ev I
that's.
suppose everybody's talking about Mental Health Awareness Week on Instagram. It's not everybody's trying to sell something, are they? It's like some people
No.
literally saying, just talk to somebody because it is
Yeah.
like, if you talk to somebody, anybody, like your boss or just somebody on the end of the phone, like the
Yeah.
Samaritans, Mind, anyone, even writing it down in a journal and then burning the journal at the end of the garden can really, really help. But
Yeah.
so I think a lot of people are saying that. And also people standing up and saying, I've had bad mental health. The guys from SAS do a really good job on this because I think that they're kind of idolized as like the big toughies, and
Being tough, yeah.
they're really good about it. Rudy's not so good about it, but Foxy is. And it just pissed me off, basically. People
Yeah.
selling stuff off the back of bad mental health, because one of the symptoms of bad mental health is overbuying things. You
Yeah,
get
to make
yourself
yourself
in
feel
debt,
better.
and it makes it even worse.
And
Like,
also, one thing that I would say about Mental Health Awareness Week this year is that I do enjoy the fact that each year they do have like a bit of a theme. Like there is like a there's an overarching like charity that sort of takes control of the Mental Health Awareness Week sort of thing. And the theme for this year is movement, which
Is
I
it?
just really enjoy because, you know, with what we do, you really can turn around, you know, a bit of a slump. You know, you can't fix mental health with movement. I'm not saying that poor mental health with movement, I'm not saying that. But just by any sort of little attempt to move your body and just, you know, trying
No, you're
he's
totally right. Yesterday, I was so anxious about the tour. I was like, I can't start these slides. I'm going to fuck this up. And I had a session, an interval session. I was like, I'm so tired from not sleeping because I'm not sleeping because of the tour. I can't do my intervals. I was like, Ali, from the years and years spent in the quagmire, if you go and do that interval session, you'll get the
You'll
slides
feel
done because you'll
better.
be clearer. And
Yeah.
I did, and I went and did it. I came back, didn't do it perfectly, but came back. And I was clearer, and it wasn't better, and the anxiety hadn't gone away, but I felt 75% clearer that I was able to think and crack on. So you're absolutely right. The movement, it can help you get that clarity between I'm not going to talk to someone and I am going to talk to someone. So that's really, really important. And
absolutely.
And, you know, like me and Anna both totally understand this. And yeah, we're like, you've got a community, guys listening on Facebook. You've got a social group full of lovely people. You can always talk to them. So, but yeah, anyone trying to sell stuff off the back of it, you can get in the bin, mate. Like, I'm just waiting for an alcohol company to be like, do you feel sad? Why don't you come to this place and buy this booze? Like, I'm
surely
just
they can't. Yeah.
I don't know.
Surely they can't.
You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised.
Well, there was something the other day where some company was advertising tickets for whatever, and they were like, oh, you get a free drink on arrival, like a free like alcoholic drink on arrival. And I was like, well, we've talked about this before. It's like when you went to your gym because your gym is based in a hotel.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, yeah, you know, or I really need a glass of wine, or I really need
this. Sign people up to the gym and get a crate of Prosecco. If you sign people up to the gym, you get a crate of Prosecco. How about if you sign people up to the gym, you get 4 free personal training sessions? Wouldn't that be better in a wellness space?
Yeah.
Even at the Tunbridge Wells Festival, I was there to talk about how I'd managed to stop, how I managed my addiction. And two doors, this is a wellness space. Literally, all it is about that day is wellness and sustainability. It's a fucking bar. It's 11 o'clock on a Sunday. The bar is open. Aperol spritz, martinis, beers. I'm like, this has no space. This has no place in a wellness space.
No.
It's bonkers. I could not do that for ages. I could.
Oh God, my grim, just to finish this off, is I it's just the exhaustion. I had a bit of a busy weekend, and for me it's the not knowing when I've overdone it until I've overdone it, and then when I have, I'm just so exhausted. I've never ever felt this tired, and I've talked about this before, and I keep banging on about it, and I sound like a broken record, but literally we had my folks over for a barbecue. They left and I was sat in a chair outside. Neil was out there with me, and I literally just was staring into nothing and just fell asleep. Sat in my chair in the middle of the day. Neil took a photo and was like, oh, you're right there. I was like, oh my God, I'm just so tired. So yeah, I'm just, it's a really weird feeling, because you don't, with pregnancy, like when it's your first one, you don't know how you're going to feel. And so your workplaces ask you, when are you finishing work? Because they have the right to know.
I do it. I was doing it with you with the podcast. Like, when are you finishing work? When are you going to come back?
You're not allowed to ask a pregnant woman when they're coming back to work.
Yeah, I know
but, that. But you're not my employer, so it's okay.
I am not your employer, but I'm also the HR department for the pod, so.
but having to tell your workplace when you're finishing work, like 20 weeks before you have the baby, is really hard, because you're like, oh yeah, fine, I'm just going to work up to the day that I give birth. And then you get to 34 weeks and you're like, I don't know if I can literally go another day. I am so tired.
How many is left of the weeks now before it pops out?
3. Oh, before it pops out, 6. Mm. If she comes on time, 5% of babies are born on their due date. 5.
Do they tend to come earlier or do they tend to come later?
It's a mixture. But I know lots of people who have had their babies already by this point in their pregnancy.
Are you an early, are you someone that was early, or are you someone that was late?
What do you think? Based on what time I join these calls?
I think you're always on time, to be honest. Yeah. Like maybe 5 minutes late, but you're not late. You're not late, late.
No. Oh my God, no. I cannot stand super late. If she's super late, then I'll send her back and get another one.
I was really late. When I came out, like, I think I was like a week or two overdue, but then I was also like 10 and a half pounds. So
Jesus.
I was a fat fuck.
But yeah, that's just my grim, it's just the exhaustion, which has led to me not running for the last week, which, going back to the Mental Health Awareness Week and the movement stuff, like, I know I need to move to feel like me.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing some like birthing ball yoga type stuff, I suppose, but just moving. So just like moving my hips, moving my pelvis, doing some stretching, like moving my arms and all the rest of it, to just like move so that I'm
Can
not
you?
stagnant.
This is a completely off-piece question. Can you still drive a car?
Yeah. Why? Because of the gap between me and the steering wheel.
Because of the steering wheel hitting the bump.
Yeah, no, the steering wheel's slightly higher than the bump. The bump's quite low, I suppose.
Have you? I can't see that bed leaning up in the background. The bed's gone. Is it because you've laid it down? She's moved the bed to the other wall. It looks like it, there's a mirror that I can see a mirror, guys, and I can see the bed. The bed
So
is upside down the
the
wall.
bed over my shoulder, I was listening back to our episode from last week and it just got me really sad. And I also, so Neil was going to do the bed at the weekend. The bed didn't get done for various reasons. I got in a fine, I'll just fucking do it myself and
Oh
then realized that
no.
I actually can't move it because it's really heavy. But I did manage to move it to that other wall in my rage.
Why don't you have you have dead like date night with a bed and an Allen key?
Yeah, maybe.
Cute. Oh, how cute that would
Yeah,
be.
maybe. Anyway. So that can get in the bin. What are you putting in the bin this week?
Okay, I'm not gonna put right. It's not me being horrible, but I've noticed something. I've noticed something like a phenomenon.
Oh.
Something like a phenomenon.
Yeah.
Have you noticed middle-aged men who are quite good at running in crop tops? Not sports bras, crop tops.
Right.
Little t-shirts and vests that they've snipped, and they have snipped them. So
Yeah.
their little tummies are out, right?
Is this a new thing? Because so I wasn't sure. There's a guy who I know called Chris Taylor
Oh, he's
who,
not even on my list, so I'll add him to
okay.
my list of phenomena.
So Taylor is currently, I think this week, supporting Imo Body
Yeah.
on her three, no,
Yeah,
what?
she's doing the three peaks, isn't she? She's
She's
doing
doing the
the,
three
she's running
peaks.
between them.
Oh, yeah. So, oh, that's it. Yeah. So
Yeah.
rather than driving
The
from
UK three peaks. She's doing the UK three peaks. Yeah.
and running between them. I
Yeah.
mean, phenomenal, phenomenal,
That is
phenomenon,
also something like a phenomenon.
phenomenon. Imo Body, for those who don't know, she is the youngest person to have done either Le Jog or Joggle. Can't remember which way around she did it. I think it's Le Jog.
Yeah, she did the jog. She did the same
Le
as
Jog.
me. Yeah.
So Taylor is like the, well, he's her coach and is also sorting out the logistics and all the rest of it. He helped us with our running home for Christmas stuff on the running channel as well. Really nice guy. And congrats to him. He's going to be a dad soon. But Taylor the other day was on a treadmill with his girlfriend, Hannah, and was wearing a snipped vest, crop top
Can't
thing.
see any evidence of this on his. He
I
hasn't put
think
it
it
on the
was just on
grid.
stories. It's not on the
Right,
grid. It was
I'm
on
looking. I'm
stories.
giving it a
But
good look. Can't
I
see that
wasn't
he's.
sure if it was like a piss take or if it was being serious. But
So,
you've seen it elsewhere,
I
have you?
viewed it in it. Well, it was actually once again a friend of the pod, Kirsty, that raised my attention to this. Okay. It's a thing. It's a thing.
Where's she seen it? Out on the trails?
On the internet, and it
On the
is
internet.
people that should know better, like people like it's men that like who are high-end athletes. So like one of them
Okay.
is a North Face sponsored athlete, and he's running, and he's like snipped it, so his little tummy is out. And then the
Well,
other one is someone that ran at the weekend in the race, which they didn't finish. I can't even go into that really. They have got theirs is their own brand, and it's too
yeah.
small for them. It looks like they've gone into their daughter's wardrobe and put on one of their
Yeah.
t-shirts. I've got a couple of these crop tops, but I'm 42 now, so I only wear them on holiday where people don't know who I am. I'll be honest with you, Anna, I'm worried. I'm
Yeah,
worried this is going to
this
turn
better
into
not
a
become an
thing.
epidemic. No,
And I'm like, why
this
are
is
you
not a
worried,
thing.
Ali? Don't body shame men. Men should be allowed to wear whatever they want to. But I'm like, but
Oh.
they look like Bill S. Preston from like Bill and Ted. And I'm like, what's the functionality of, can men tell me, Nikki New, are you going to start wearing a little croppy t-shirt, or is maybe Martin Thorpe's going to wear one so that you can actually see the outline of his pants even more? I don't know. Like, but why are you wearing crop tops? Is it because your tummy is hot?
Maybe. Is it, and is it, here's a question, is it better than men running shirtless?
Depends who the man is. That's sexist, Ali.
That
It's
is
in the bin.
very sexist. I'm not even getting
They are
to
not pieces of meat, Ali. They're
the
people.
Yeah, but I'm not sure about this snippy thing. If you can't buy a crop top on the market,
I'm
that's for
worried
a
it's going
very
to
good
start
reason.
happening. It's going to start happening. You know, like Through Dark with their t-shirt for women that's like a not a real
That's a crop
t-shirt. It's
top.
like that, basically.
Right.
Guys,
Okay.
men of the world, come
Not
to
sure
us.
about
We're
that.
calling you in. We're asking you why. Why is this a thing? Why is this something like a phenomenon? No. I think it looks ridiculous, if I'm quite honest. That's what my thing
Yeah.
is. But do you know what? You do you. I might well run around in my sports bra when it gets really hot. I do sometimes on my interval sessions because I get really hot. The main reason I do that is so I can wear my t-shirt the neck for 3 days. I'm disgusting. I like to wear my vests for 3 days. I don't like washing them. Bad for the environment. Also, like just fucking, they just lose their fun if you wash them too
Yes.
much.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I don't know. Like, did we have this debate last year about topless men? Did we have it?
No, I think it was just the tight leggings
Yeah, it's just the tight leggings,
thing.
isn't it? I don't know. I don't know.
Right. Well,
Well,
I
it's a
thought that you
phenomenon.
did.
If you've noticed this phenomenon in the world, then please do let us know. Don't take surreptitious photos and put them on stories. If you're a man who has a
No,
daughter and would
don't.
like to
Yeah,
maybe
don't
put a
do
crop
that.
top on and take a photo of you wearing it, do that as well. I'd love to see
Fine,
that.
but don't take photos of other people without their permission.
No, that is wrong.
We're not encouraging that. Right. Okay. Onwards. Playlist?
Let's talk about Eurovision.
Okay.
There was some absolutely brilliant at work going on during Eurovision, but the best work that, did you watch Eurovision?
I did not watch Eurovision this year,
I
I'm
don't
afraid.
watch Eurovision generally, but I was in a hotel room and I was just going about my business when
Yeah.
I was like, what's that? And it was a Croatia's entry and
Yeah.
they were called Baby
Baby
Lasagna.
lasagna.
Yes, and they had
Yeah.
this song. And it was called Rim Dim Diggy Diggy Rim Dim Diggy Diggy Rim Dim Diggy Diggy Dam.
That
It was called
was good.
Rim Tim Taggy Dim. It's called Rim Tim Taggy Dim. And
Yeah.
it goes Rim Tim Taggy Dim, Rim Tim Taggy Dim, Rim Dim Taggy Dim, roar. And then it goes like, it's really good.
That's funny. That's good. I
It's a
like
good running
it.
song. And I put it on the playlist because it was so
What
good
was the one
straight
that
away.
everyone turned Eurovision off because it was scaring their kids?
Might have been that.
There was like a yeah, it might have been that.
Their
Was it a
kids
bit
shouldn't have
scary?
been up. It was late.
But also your singing there,
Yeah.
I'm calling it singing, I'm being very generous,
Wow.
reminds me that this week I reminded Neil of the song "What Does the Fox Say?"
What
Do you
does the fox say?
a ring ding
Ding ding
ding
ding ding ding ding ding ding ding
ding
ding ding ding ding ding
ding
ding.
because we've got a family of foxes in our
Do
garden.
they do that?
They squawk. So I let Ralph out for a wee the other night and it was like,
Do you think it's like babies crying?
no, it's like a squawk. It's like a squawk. I'm trying to think. There's like a Disney character that's like a bird that's a bit like ditzy and goes. Anyway,
Do you know why they're making that noise?
because they're having sex.
Yeah, but do you know why they're making that noise?
Oh no,
Because when any dog's penis goes into another dog, it has
gets
barbs on
tied.
it. Yeah, it has
Yeah.
barbs. And so the female can't get away. So
Yeah.
really, it's a lovely sound of sexual assault of a dog. Beautiful.
Yeah. Ugh.
Beautiful. Nature. Love nature.
So
Next
maybe we
week
could
on the
put.
podcast, we'll talk about the dolphin rapes.
Oh God. Maybe we could
Perfect.
put "What Does the Fox Say?" on the playlist.
Okay, perfect. I'll do it.
It's a
People
good
are going to
one.
hate
And
it.
no, it's a good one. It's like people thought that they were going to hate the salmon dance. The salmon dance was great.
They played the Salmon Dance on Radio 2 yesterday, and I was laughing at the car.
There you go.
It was absolutely brilliant.
The
So
what does the
just
fox say?
for
Wait, 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 wait,
go
wait, wait,
on.
wait. What does the fox say? Just a quick one. If you have got an Alexa, and it has to be an Alexa because I don't know about the other ones, if you say, "Alexa, what does the fox say?"
Everyone asks what the fox says, but no one ever asks how the fox feels.
Okay, that wasn't how it came out the last time, because normally when you ask Alexa what the fox says, she does some funny noises,
Okay,
not
hang on a
some
bit.
deep
Do we ask
like that.
Google? Hey Google, what does the fox say?
This is a red fox.
Let me try one last time. Alexa, what does the fox say? What
There you
does the
go. So you
fox
can have,
say? and she says different things every time, so you can have hours of fun with that. You are welcome.
Just so you know, it's
Yeah.
the song is called The Fox, brackets, what does the fox say? By
Yes, indeed.
Elvis. Not that Elvis. Elvis with a Y.
Yes.
Yeah.
So there you go. I've got something else playlist wise.
Oh, just on that, right? We had this article, Wiley. Do you remember Wiley? Wiley.
Oh,
Rolex Wiley.
here I am bringing my Rolex.
Yeah,
Yeah.
next thing she's wearing my Rolex. I was working at Atlantic at the time as What Did the Fox Say came out, and it was when Rolex came out, and there was a battle, a chart battle for number one. And I do remember Wiley being on, I think, something like, I don't know, some Radio One show. And they were like, "How are you feeling about the chart battle? You know, do you think you're going to go to number one?" And Wiley went, "Wiley ain't scared of foxes."
Oh my
It
God.
became like a thing that we all
That's
just said.
so funny.
"Wiley ain't scared of foxes." It's like, we didn't ask him scared of foxes. We're talking about the charts, but
And that
okay.
was the last time Wiley ever turned up for anything, because didn't he just
Wiley,
not
yeah,
turn
but
up for festivals
once,
anymore?
once we were going through our Addison Lee bills, and it turned out that Wiley on a Sunday night got an Addison Lee from Hackney to a house party in Birmingham and back again. Those are
Brilliant.
the music industry days, the early noughties. Whoop, whoop.
Christ. Right. Okay. Some playlist info. I got an email at work the other day, so of course I thought of the
Was it a
pod.
cease and desist?
No. Most popular running songs to stay motivated revealed.
Revealed.
New research names the top 100 tunes to create a motivational running playlist based on the most popular song choices on Spotify. The study analysed 1400 Spotify playlists related to running and jogging to see which songs repeatedly cropped up as motivators. I really fucking hope they used our playlist
They
as
didn't
well.
because it doesn't have the word running in the playlist title.
Oh, yeah. So, would you like to know the top one, two,
100. No. We
five?
could just at Christmas as a rundown.
Top five. Yeah, that'll fill some time, won't it? Top five? In at number five, it's Miley Cyrus, Flowers.
No. I'm just going to
No.
say yes or no, and the answer to that is no.
Coming in hot at four, it's Casso with Prada. Never heard that before.
This sounds like a record company bought these places on this list, but yeah,
Yeah.
next.
It's three. Coming in the bronze position, The Weeknd, Blinding Lights. Great song.
Do you reckon
Do,
Fought for
do,
Running?
do, do, do,
It's not on our
do.
playlist, should I add it?
Yes, please. Number two, arguably the wrong version of this song. It's David Guetta, I'm Good, brackets blue.
I'm good,
Da
bandy
dee
dad,
da da
my
da
glad,
da da
me
dee
glad,
da dee
my
da
glad. That is not a good running song.
da.
I'm
Okay.
good and bad. No, that's not a good running song.
And then number one, the number of times the song appears on feel good related playlists is 173 times.
Is that all? They didn't do many playlists.
They did 1400. Is Kate Bush Running Up That Hill?
Bollocks.
What a fucking surprise.
That isn't true. That is not true.
So I think we ought to do a little post on Facebook, Instagram, Ultrasound System Pod. What would your top five motivating running songs be? And you put them in order in the comments.
Oh, I'm writing this down.
Yeah.
Okay, I am. We'll pick up Mark. Like for me, I've got this in emergency press play playlist, right? Which I'm listening to when I do my intervals every single time. The
Yeah.
five songs on that I'm like, these are the ones that get me through those intervals and get me performing to the peak
Yeah.
of my ability are
Okay.
"Trick of the Light" by Lonely the Brave. It's an absolute banger.
Yeah.
"Happy Song" by Bring Me the Horizon, an absolute banger.
I fucking love that song.
"Feel the Love" by Rudimental and John Newman, absolute
Yay.
running banger.
Yeah.
"Diamonds and Guns" by The Transplants. Perfect.
Yes.
Absolutely perfect. And then "Right Here, Right Now" by Fatboy Slim.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Right? There's also
Mine is Eat, Sleep, Rave, Repeat. If I had to choose a Fatboy Slim one.
But
Eat, Sleep,
why are
Run,
the why
Repeat.
nothing we've just said was in that top five? "Feel
No,
the
I know.
Love" by Rudimental is hands down the greatest running song of all time, and no one can argue against it. No one
No.
can, because it's got the right beat, it's got the right cadence. It's like it's got the dip, it's got the up, it's got the down, it's got the raise you up, it's got the push you down. It's perfect.
Oh, there are some good ones further down, and they're more our kind of thing. Fort Minor, remember the name? That's a fucking great song. It's really like,
Fort Minor.
yeah.
I'll put that on as well. Oh, hang on a minute. I just want to give a quick shout out to Propane Nightmares as well, which we all know is a
Oh,
banging interval
yes.
song, right? Da da
Absolutely.
da da da
Da,
da
da,
da da da
da, da,
da.
da, da,
So,
da,
whoever wrote that list and who
da.
did write that list, I think next time if you need consultants on the list, me and Anna are welcome. We're happy to consult on it. We will charge you a fee, but we have got quite a good bunch of people who know what they're talking about, aka the listeners.
Yes, I agree.
Who didn't even mention Lust for Life, the Prodigy remix, which we all know should be in
Oh
there.
my God, that's such a good song. Yeah, no, they literally just took the songs from the 1400 playlist that they found on Spotify.
Unbelievable. What was that one that you just said that I missed out? Oops.
Which one?
You just said, oh, this was a good one. And then I forgot to say what we're both, we can't, we're just idiots.
Fort Minor?
That's it.
Fort Minor, remember the name.
Remember the name? Nice.
Great.
Great.
Okay.
It's correspondence in a corner. It's correspondence corner.
Should we start the correspondence today with a little cheeky update?
On them.
Got an update from the podcast pair.
Oh my goodness me. It is now 1 week until the podcast pair takes on the greatest, most epic experience of his entire life. It is the London to Brighton Ultra Challenge 100K non-stop race, running from London through to Brighton Racecourse. He will be running it with a number of other people and he will be winning. And here we have his final podcast pair update.
Hello, podcast. Right, this is the very, very final podcast pet update. We are going into week 29 of the training block of joy. And it's all getting a bit emotional. It's now happening for me in real time next week. And on reflection, looking back, I've been counting up more than 100 training runs, thanks to you, Ali. Nearly 1,000 miles run once we actually finish off the ultra. Anna, we've been done more than 50 gym sessions since the beginning. Something I have never done before meeting both of you. I have done two ultras at over 50k. I've done seven marathons in this 28-week period. I'm so overwhelmed. I'm so blessed. I'm so grateful. I'm nervous, but excited in equal measures. I know London to Brighton is going to be an absolutely glorious day. I'm so grateful to the community and to you both. I'm very emotional. I'm going to cry my eyes out on the day, so please be prepared for that. But yes, moving forward. 10 days to go.
What do you reckon?
Oh, what
he's
a
worked,
guy.
He's worked bloody hard, hasn't he?
He's worked his bloody butt off. So I've been working with him. You started a little bit earlier than I did, I think. But I've been working with him for 4 months. 28 solid weeks of doing S&C work in the gym for young Dean. And he's worked his little backside off. And I feel really proud. I feel like he's basically my second born after Ralph currently. So
you've got quite a little family going on, haven't you?
Yeah, I have. Quite dysfunctional, fam. But
that's cute.
So have you.
I've just got pickle.
And
Dean? I plan to throw Dean out to the wolves when he's done. When he's done with him. I'm like a shark. I give birth and I'm like, get out. I've been working the same 28 weeks, I think. And he's never missed a session, basically. No. And he's done everything I've told him to. And he's done it with a big, old, glorious grin on his face.
Apart from whenever I open up his Instagram stories and my phone's on mute, they normally start with a very sad looking face.
That's just his face. That's just his face.
I've just done a run. But yes, he's been incredibly enthusiastic. He's been incredibly open to everything that we've told him to
and
do.
And he's just taken it all in stride, hasn't he, really? Like,
he has.
Like, it's not to say he hasn't found it difficult, because I know he has found it difficult, because it is difficult. Like, handing someone, giving somebody a training plan like that, it is really, really hard.
It's
and
intense.
And it's a lot of work. And, you know, he's done, how many marathons? Like, 4 or 5 marathon distances, at least. He's done an ultra. He's gone on to trails. He's gone out of his comfort zone.
Yeah.
He's, like, learned loads about kit. He's learned loads about pacing, about food, about fuel. So I hope this is just the start of a really long journey for Dean. I'm really proud of him. Whatever the outcome, it doesn't matter because he's done the work. So we will be talking to Dean in a couple of weeks when he's finished his epic. And we are so grateful to him for trusting us and letting us be part of his journey. And we'll have an update from him in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, look forward to it. Some correspondence-based conundrums in the corner.
Yeah, oh, some conundrums.
There are some conundrums.
Good.
Ali, we, I think, joked a few episodes back about Stravaing my labour.
We did.
It was a joke. However, many, many people...
People have done it. Many people have done it.
People have done it because many, many people have sent me the Strava wankers. Actually, it's on actual Strava's Instagram now.
Is it on actual Strava's Instagram?
It was on Strava wankers, but now it's on actual Strava. Of someone in February of this year, Stravaing their labour, giving birth. Time, 5 hours, 37 minutes.
That's just showing off.
Average heart rate, 81 beats per minute. Calories, 914.
Average heartbeat, 81 per minute?
Yeah.
What were they doing? Were they like asleep?
I thought you were like, that's really high.
No, it's so low.
I know. Well, seeing as my resting's gone up to about 65 now. Like,
I think that I would... Aren't you going to break records with your top rate heart rate?
Well,
unless you've had those drugs pumped into you.
Well, there's lots of drugs, and also if you remember the Hypno Techno Wonky Donkeys from last week.
I think that fucking person's a drugs cheat. They're a drugs cheat. It's too quick and the heart rate's too low.
It is very quick, but it also says this activity is Marina's longest workout on Strava. I love that they've crossed out her name, but then they've not actually crossed out her name on her longest workout on Strava. So
which
5 hours.
Really interesting, isn't it? Because it's like she's not like a long term Strava. I suppose lots of people just run a half marathons, Ali. Come on.
Yeah, some people don't run as far.
Some people aren't. Oh, not everyone who's
God,
strong.
She's never run an ultra.
Rick. Yeah, judgmental cow.
So I put up a cheeky little poll and I just said, should I?
And everyone said yes.
Well, 78% said yes and 22% said no. So 686 people have said yes. And
how are you gonna do it?
Well, now this is the thing. I got a DM and I'm really sorry. I didn't write down who the DM came from and I can't find it again. But somebody DM'd me and said, I definitely see parallels with an ultra here. I wonder what amusing or questionable or supportive signs could propel you through the delivery. So I'm going to get Neil to make a sign that's like, you're doing better than the government.
I think Neil should just make a sign that says, I'm sorry, because at that point, you're just going to be like, go fuck yourself, Neil.
She also asked, will I get well done claps?
Oh my God. Will the midwife be like, well done? Will she? What will she say? Keep going. You're nearly
will
there.
Will there be hallucinations?
I think I should come as an observer and make notes.
Gas and air. I just hope you don't have to collect pages from a book en route.
You have to find the birthing suite. Damien would be fucked. He'd end up having a corridor.
So
it is, isn't it? Oh my God, Neil, please make a sign.
So yeah, I think I'm teetering over to the edge of...
Do you get a medal?
Just do it. Yeah, get a baby.
No, you get a medal though. A baby's just like the free gift of the banana in the bag. Like, you need a medal.
Neil can get me a medal. Neil can get me a fucking trophy.
Yeah.
So yeah, I am teetering to the side of I'm probably going to do it because, look, there are so many things where I'm like, I wish I'd made some content about running in pregnancy, about pregnancy, about all the rest of it, and put it on my social media. But one, I haven't had the energy. Two, my brain can't think of anything that's actually useful. And three, just I can't be asked.
How would you do it? Do you just start your watch when you start going into labour? What point is the start of the event?
This is another question that I have. So there's a very good runner called Jill Bland who just gave birth, and she said that she recorded her labour. She said, one of the things that annoyed me most about my labour is I failed to record it properly last time. I found it both hilarious and fascinating to look at afterwards in retrospect. And I was like, but at what point does one start their watch to record labor? Is it when your waters break or is it like later? And she said, I reckon when you start regular contractions.
So you're gonna have to make sure your watch is charged. It's just another ball ache. Have you got your watch charger in your fucking drop bag?
My drop bag. Yeah, I'm currently on 18%, so let's hope it doesn't happen now.
Exactly.
I've got
Turn the
a
maps off and all of the fucking Spotify.
yeah.
I think that the song you should have is Rim Tim Tai. Rim Tim Tiki. Do you want to borrow my heart rate monitor? You got a heart rate monitor.
I've got a heart rate strap, don't worry, but I don't think I'll
Perfect.
be allowed to wear it. And also, I think I want to get in the pool. I want to birth in the pool if I can,
Is
but
it the pool at home?
no,
Is it the
it's a
hospital?
birthing suite at
Oh,
the
is your
hospital.
watch? I was about to say, is your watch waterproof? Yes, Ali, it is waterproof. She hasn't got a
Sorry,
fucking
it's not
Casio.
1990.
Yeah. Prick.
So yeah,
Okay, that's gonna thing
so
that's
we're
gonna
at with
happen
that.
then. That's gonna
Yes.
happen. Okay.
Yep.
Okay, everybody, sweepstakes time. How long is Anna's labour gonna take?
Yeah, let's do a sweep. I fucking love a sweepstake.
When you go
Right.
in, I
Yeah.
think you need to tell me when you go in so we can do a sweepstakes as to how long it's gonna take.
Yeah.
You.
Fine.
I just feel as
Fine.
though everything's okay. I want everything to be okay.
Right.
What's
I've got
next?
some correspondence. It's a bit of a triggery one for some, potentially, but an important question all the same. And the thing is, on this podcast, we don't like to shy away from things. We say it how it is. And between us, we've got a lot of experience that hopefully we can use to help you guys. I've made that sound really fucking serious. It's not that bad,
It's
but we've.
about weight, guys. This is a
It is.
thing about weight. So if you're triggered by conversations about weight and running, I would skip to the good bit, which is the end.
Yeah. And we'll catch you next week. Love you, bye.
Yep, bye.
Right. So we've had an email. So, hi, Anna and Ali. Love the pod. I've got a question for you that I'd love to hear your thoughts if you think it's worth covering. Losing weight for running. This topic doesn't seem to come up much in the running groups I'm in, and I'm surprised, really. I'm a fairly new runner and have been running about 18 months. I'm a back of the pack, chatty runner, but I could go a bit faster if I make the effort. Anyway, I've got a race in a couple of months' time that I know is going to be a challenge. I'm going to need to go faster than my comfortable pace at the moment to meet the cutoff times. I think I might benefit losing some weight before this race and for other races this year. How do people do that? I'm worried that I might lack energy if I go on a diet. And in terms of getting faster, do you think that losing weight helps? Or should I concentrate more on the training? Or is it both, I suppose? Just interested in your general thoughts on this, not looking for a specific plan or anything. Thanks so much for the excellent work you're doing on the pod. Hope you're feeling better by the time you read this, Ali. And Anna, good luck with the rest of your pregnancy. Also, just to say, you can start your mat leave earlier than you planned to, so you have all the rights. Well, yeah, I'm self-employed then.
Not when you're the
Self-employed.
boss.
Any rights, and I just have to issue lots of refunds. Ali, see you in Shrewsbury.
I'll see you in Shrewsbury.
Thanks
I
again. Thanks both.
love you. Bye-bye.
She
That's a
also
lot.
sent a follow-up as well, just to say. I just wanted to add that I did try and answer my own question about losing weight for running, but apparently the internet thinks that I must be asking how to run to lose weight. Grr. So there's an important distinction here. So our listener,
My
our dear listener.
God, running to lose weight is so difficult. Like, I've
Yeah.
never lost weight through running. In fact, quite the opposite, friends. I was snacking on the
So, well, my experience of running and weight is that when I first started, I was overweight and inactive, and I lost a lot of weight, but then I became obsessed by it, and then we got down the disordered eating kind of thing. And then I was seeing my times getting faster over shorter distances, which I enjoyed, which then was just a vicious circle, which is something that, a lot of some runners can get sort of stuck in that cycle of. This question in particular is more about just those little marginal gains for getting to those cutoff points and getting a little bit quicker. Now, without knowing how much you weigh, it's quite difficult. Like,
Well, without knowing anything about you, it's borderline impossible.
exactly. But like she says, she's not looking for a specific plan here, just some general thoughts. And I think realistically, you've hit the nail on the head a little bit there, where you've said, I'm worried that I might lack energy if I go on a diet. First of all, let's not talk about, I don't like talking about diets. We all have a diet. Everything that we eat is our diet. So, there's no such thing really as a diet. It's just restricting foods and calories. So I think you're right that you might lack energy if you start restricting what's going in. So the basic, what we've got to understand here, and this is just the very, very basics of, doing the qualifications that I have in personal training and nutrition and stuff, and just general everyday, like general knowledge. If what goes in is less than the energy that you use during the day, you'll be in a calorie deficit. If you're in a calorie deficit consistently, your weight will go down. That's it. It's just simple maths, basically. What you don't want to do is be in a major calorie deficit at all times when you're trying to train seriously, specifically for these races, because you will end up lacking energy, not fueling properly. And then there is a risk that you then become energy deficient, which then leads to red S, which is very well documented, I think, and spoken about a lot these days. Renee McGregor, if you don't already follow her on social media, has got lots of information and advice over there on that side of things. So yeah,
I'm
that's sort of.
literally just about to say, there's a really good article on Run as Well that Rini's written about this. So if you go
Oh,
to Run
great.
as World,
Yeah.
it is from 21st February this year, so it's up to date. It's called Why Trying to Lose Weight Whilst Also Training for Optimal Performance Can Be Counterproductive. And a really good quote from it is, she says, one of the most frequent questions I'm asked as a sports dietitian is this: is it possible to lose weight while also training for a performance goal in a race? My first question back is often, why do you want to lose weight? Most commonly, the response is because lighter makes you faster, to which I add, until it doesn't. So Rini's got a really good book, More Fuel You, and there's but also, yeah, her website's really good. And I think the first question, the most important question, is why do you want to lose weight? And if it's because you want to reach a certain pace goal, is there another way? Is that just another thing where you're like, first off, why do you want to reach that pace goal? If you want to reach that pace goal because you want to reach that pace goal, or you think it's going to make you happy, it won't make you happy. You make yourself happy. It's all about the psychology of what you're doing. And sometimes we have this thing called cognitive bias, where we'll use other reasoning to do things. It's what happens when people drink too much, when people have addiction problems. They use cognitive bias to justify what they're doing. So, like, oh, well, if I lose weight, then actually I'll be quicker. But it's like, that's not the case at all. I am the heaviest I've ever been, but I'm also the quickest I've ever been. Riddle me that. And I said to Holly the other day, I feel fat, because I did, me personally, me. And she was like, well, just up your protein, make sure you eat more protein, and just look at the carbohydrates you're eating, and where are the ones that aren't being helpful, take them out for a bit. So I did, and I actually feel way better. Like, I'm still eating as many calories as I was, but I've just juggled what I'm eating. So I like a bit of, I like quite a lot of white bread, I'll be honest with you. I've replaced alcohol with white bread, Thai bread, actually, yummy. And also my Bon Maman desserts, which I've had to cut out, because I'm like, just because instead I have a banana, or instead I'll have like two boiled eggs. Like, it's just because I want my muscles to be super, super strong. The most important thing for me is to be super, super strong for those long events. So, such a difficult thing, isn't it?
It's a balance. It's a
The
balance. And the thing
balance, yeah.
is that there's no formula. It's not like do
No.
this, do that, and then you will get this. And I think, you saying, Ali, that you're, the heaviest that you've ever been, but
Yeah.
you're in the gym. Your
Yeah.
muscles are more muscly, and muscle weighs more than fat
I've got
does.
an ass like a Nicki Minaj. It's like a shelf. I was looking at pictures of myself for this tour, and I was like, oh my God, Ali, you were so thin. When I was like 2017, I was so tiny, and I was like running these races. I looked so happy. I wasn't, because I was living off booze and like white bread, and I had no muscle structure because I didn't do anything in the gym. Now it's a totally different ball game, and I'm super strong, and I can get up hills pretty fucking quick and down them quick. And it's one of those things, isn't it? But it's interesting. I spoke to Kirsty about it, and I feel like with my weight personally, and this might be totally different for our, what's her, the name of the girl that's written in? What's her name?
Anna.
Anna. Might be totally different for you, but like, I'm just like, what would I rather? Like, I'd rather be really healthy and know I have the energy to do those things than look away that actually I probably have this hangover that society wants me to look that way rather than I want to look that way, or I think it's attractive because it's been drilled into me that it's attractive. It's very interesting, isn't it?
And I think with Anna as well, you were saying about like certain pace goals and why you want to hit those. For Anna, in her email, she's sort of saying it's so that she can meet the cutoff times because she thinks it's going to be a bit close. So she wants to get a bit faster there. But, you know, yes, look at your training. Absolutely. Figure out if there are ways that you can get faster through the training. Mm. Like, are you doing?
I think from what I can hear, I don't know if you agree, Anna, but from what I can hear, a few really good interval sessions, juicy interval sessions, a few really good hill sessions,
strength,
and maybe some like stuff in the gym that's high cardio, low impact, like stair stepper deluxe. Yeah. That would actually get you quicker without you, and you're going to need to eat to be able to do that stuff because it's hard. Like sometimes Holly puts at the end of my session, put your head into a bread bin at the end of it.
Yeah.
So like, you know, so maybe it's looking at getting a coach or like, or just making your training a little bit more tailored to those goals rather than looking at what you're eating.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So I hope that's been helpful for you, Anna, but also for the wider audience.
Also, exclusive announcement.
What?
I'm going to interview Rini as a legend when I get in August. I'm going to interview Rini. So we'll have a Rini McGregor episode in August and she will answer your questions. We'll put ask for questions before. And it'll be exclusively just your questions. So you'll have the opportunity to ask her all the questions you want. She will answer them.
Perfect.
Because she's a legend.
Yes, yeah, she is. All righty. That's it.
Oh, thank God for that, said everybody. That's quite a long episode, guys. Sorry about that.
Well, we did start late because I was troughing my bagel, wasn't I?
I need to trough my porridge, which has been in the microwave now for over 3 hours. So that's good.
Oh, not as long as last week then.
Not as long as last week. No. What are you doing this weekend?
This weekend, Saturday, I'm probably going to make that fucking bed.
Yes, make your bed and lie in it.
Sunday, I'm taking Ralph to a dog show.
What?
And I'm entering him in Most Handsome Boy.
What other things are you entering into?
Well, there is Waggy His Tail, but I entered him into that at a dog show that we took him to before and he got stage fright and he didn't really wag his tail.
What's going to happen if he doesn't win Most Handsomest Boy?
I'll just leave him there and just come back without him. Of course
I'm
I won't.
I'm so excited about the update on this.
He will win Most Handsome Boy. I might also, if I can, enter him into multiple events during this, because they're split into two, but there are like five different categories in each of the two, but the two categories that I want to enter him in are in the same one. So there's handsome, most handsome, which I think he's got a very strong chance of winning, but then there's also best treat catcher.
Very this good is a great dog show. Where is this dog show?
It's in Milton Keynes.
Right, sounds right up my strata. I can't take Pickle to dog shows because I'm not a performing monkey mum. I'm very famous as well, so other dogs come up to me, right? But she's a cow as well. She hates other dogs and she won't perform.
Yeah.
So as much as she's the most beautiful girl in the world, she doesn't like being in those situations. She's a bit like me.
Yeah.
So, but I take Zorro and he absolutely loves it. And Zorro's won a number of awards.
Yeah. Ralph has got highly commended for Waggy His Tail in the Village Dog Show.
Brilliant. Highly commended. He's on the up. His star is an ascendance.
We shall see. What are you doing this weekend, Ali?
Doing my tour. I'm in Penrith on Friday night and then I'm at Keswick Mountain Festival doing a talk with Nikki Spinks. It's me and Nikki Spinks on Saturday at 7:30 p.m. So if you're at Keswick listening to this, 7:30 tonight, me and Nikki are doing a talk together with Jenny. I think Jenny Graham's going to be holding the microphone.
Lush.
So that's good. And then on Sunday, I think I'm going to go see my friend Laura Swanton-Ruvelin win the Hardmores 200 because that's what she's going to do.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Anyway, that's been fun.
That's it. That's all we've got. We love you. Please keep sending in your correspondence. We are ultrasoundsystempod@gmail.com. You can tag us in your Instagram stories. We are at ultrasoundsystem.
System podcast, probably. Just put ultrasoundsystem and you'll find us.
And we will be back next week.
We love you. Bye. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Bailey and Harding Ultrasound System sponsored by Innovate. You know how much we love you. We love you a lot. We'd love you even more if you hopped onto the old socials and dropped us a follow. We're on Instagram and Facebook. Just search Ultrasound System and we'll pop up. Or you can email us at ultrasoundsystempod@gmail.com. Drop us a DM, a VM, whatever you fancy. Let us know your stories because without you, we would have absolutely nothing to talk about. And if you've got the time, don't forget to leave us a review on whatever platform you get your pods on. It helps with discovery.
Ooh, discovery. Okay, that's it. We love you. Till next week. Bye-bye.